KSA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
Start going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona and stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An audit is shining a light on Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency. Michigan's Auditor General says the state's unemployment insurance agency did not limit access to sensitive information during the COVID-19 pandemic. Between March 15, 2020 and June 28th of the following year, the state processed more than $36 billion in payments. UIA officials said they've conducted a system upgrade. A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Google says its Russian subsidiary is planning to file for bankruptcy because it cannot pay staff and suppliers. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Several states are teaming up to bypass the Biden administration and secure the southern border.
Oklahoma is joining a coalition of 21 states in a lawsuit against the Biden administration in hopes to keep Title 42 in place. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor tells Fox News Title 42 is needed to keep his state safe and keep drugs out of the country.
There are six cartels in Mexico that are selling human beings and drugs into America right now. And I'm told by the Border Patrol that the cartels make $100 million a week selling human beings, and we've got to shut down those borders.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Use of Pfizer's COVID-19 oral antiviral treatment Paxlovid has jumped 315% over the past 4 weeks. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said nearly all 115,000 courses of the pills were dispensed during the first week of May. A combination of genetic testing and health screenings could identify more than 1 million U.S. adults with an inherited risk for a cholesterol disorder that increases their risk for premature heart attack and death. The new study from Columbia University showed 1 in 250 Americans may have at least one gene for the condition that causes an increase in bad cholesterol. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.